With scores, highlights, and headlines for all professional and collegiate sports. Get hyped for 107.7 The Bronc Retro's
The Overtime.
Welcome to The Overtime on 107.7 The Bronc Retro WRRC2, a 2023 and 2024 nominee for an Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Online Streaming College Station in the Nation. I'm Sam Cuthbert. Starting in the NHL, the New York Rangers defeated the Washington Capitals 4-1 in Game 1 of the first round. In the second period, the Rangers got off to a hot start when Matt Rempe got the first goal of the game to put the Rangers up 1-0. Seconds later, Artemi Panarin gave the Rangers their second goal of the game. The excitement didn't stop there. Jimmy Vesey gave the Rangers their third goal of the game in 2 minutes and 6 seconds and put the Rangers up 3-0. Late in the third period, with the Rangers up 3-1, Chris Kreider scored a phenomenal goal that sealed the victory for the Rangers.
McMichael, Van Riemsdyk came up from the point. LaPierre tried to sweep it out in front. Wasn't anybody there in white. Here's Kreider trying to break in. Chris Kreider scores!
Audio provided by ESPN. The Capitals couldn't find their rhythm, and the Rangers lead the series 1-0. Switching over to the MLB, the Los Angeles Dodgers shut out the New York Mets 10-0. At the bottom of the third inning, Shohei Ohtani smacked one deep to right field to give the Dodgers a 2-run home run and a 2-0 lead. The Mets lost control of the game and couldn't regroup. At the bottom of the fifth, Andy Pires hammered the ball out to center field for a 3-run home run and put the Dodgers up 10-0.
Fly to deep center field. Bader's going back. Track. Wall. Big league.
Audio provided by MLB.com. Paez finished the game with his first career home run, 2 runs, and 3 RBIs, while Tyler Glasnow had 10 strikeouts in 8 innings. The Philadelphia Phillies defeated the Chicago White Sox 8-2. The game started out as a tight matchup between the two teams. At the bottom of the first inning with the game tied 2-2, Brandon Marsh slammed one out to right field, and Bryce Harper ran to home plate to give the Phillies a 3-2 lead. At the bottom of the sixth, with the Phillies up 6-2, Kyle Schwarber hammered one out to right field for a home run and a 7-2 lead. Aaron Nola finished the game with 7 strikeouts in 8 innings, while Schwarber finished with 2 RBIs, 3 runs, and a homer. The Yankees beat the Tampa Bay Rays with the final score 5-4. The two teams were tied 1-1 until at the bottom of the fifth, Alex Verdugo lobbed one up to right field where Anthony Rizzo and Giancarlo Stanton ran to home plate to give the Yankees a 3-1 lead. Oswaldo Cabrera stepped up to plate and hammered one out to right field, and Verdugo ran to home plate to give the Yankees a 5-1 lead. Top of the ninth inning with 2 outs and trailing 5-4, Harold Ramirez batted a wild one where Victor Gonzalez underhands the ball to Rizzo for the win. Luis Hill finished with 9 strikeouts and 5 2/3, while Verdugo finished with a run and 2 RBIs. This has been The Overtime on 107.7 The Bronc Retro, winner of a 2022 and 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Sports Update. Live from Rider University, I'm Sam Cuthbert.
And we are officially over time. Before you start throwing punches, know that you can listen to all past and future episodes of The Overtime at 1077thebronc.com/overtime. Just click on your podcasting platform of choice. Let's get back into the music that made the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s only on 1077 The Bronc Retro.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?